This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also, check me out on the ESPN app and SiriusXM Channel 80. Time to crown the Lakers and clown the Clippers. Crown and clown. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. By the way, I have to send this tweet right now. I'm outraged. I'm such a, like, people in the media are still, like, sports fans and get caught up in the same nonsense that everyone does. ESPN sends out a tweet, who's getting you a ring? Choose one of the big three to run with in the playoffs. A is Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman. B is Thompson, Curry, and Durant. C is Wade, James, and Bosch. And D is Harden, Durant, and Kyrie. Is this some kind of a trick question? The greatest player ever, who's also the greatest scorer and the greatest winner ever, Jordan, the greatest defender ever, Rodman, and one of the greatest two-way players ever, Pippen, who went 3-for-3 in the finals in each and under 7 games. Is this a trick question? That's what I'm going to say. I'm typing that ever. And then I'm going to say, is this a trick question? Look at this, Raj. History is being made of some sort. I don't know. Wow. Right now. And now I'm going to tweet it.
You're doing it yourself, too.
Look All at you. By myself.
Look at those thumbs in action.
The Mavs stunned the Clippers 127-121 to take a 2-0 lead back to Dallas in this best-of-7 series. By the way, they were my dark horse for a reason, Raj. Notice how in the vernacular, dark horse means, well, you don't think they're going to do it, but maybe they can do it. Wonder if it was a light horse, what it would be called. Yeah, you thought they were going to do it the whole time. I thought the Mavs, because I saw what they did last year, and really to me, the X factor is, of course, Porzingis. Is he going to be playing? Is he going to be healthy or not? When he is, he'll never turn into the player I thought he could be. It's pretty clear now because of injuries. And that's part of the calculation when you look at a 7'3", you know, string bean. But he's still 7'3". You know, he doesn't move like you imagine he might have, but he can still move and he can still shoot and he can defend in, you know, he used to be a great all-around defender. He's not that anymore, but he can still block shots and stuff and be a shot deterrent. But Kleba is 6'10", can shoot the three and defend. Dorian Finney-Smith can shoot from the outside and defend, and he's a versatile defender. They're good. Tim Hardaway Jr. is a good player. Really good player. And they have Luka. You know, at a certain point, if you are the best player ever at your age, or in the argument for the best player ever at your age, this is what happened to Mike Trout. Age 19, age 20, age 21, age 20, it's like, well, Trout had one of the greatest age 20 seasons of all time. One of the greatest age 21 seasons of all time. And you could keep saying that. Now he's 27, and at a certain point you go, well, if at every age he's having arguably the greatest season ever for a player that age, maybe he's just the greatest player ever. But Trout has the kind of athletic ability we look for in our goats, you know? And Luka doesn't. The reason it was easy to look at LeBron and say maybe he could replace Jordan one day is because in addition to the IQ and everything else, he's bigger, stronger, faster, and jumps higher. You know, Luka is more gravity. He's certainly not the athlete LeBron is, but he has sort of like a LeBronish game, but with a better pure shot. And really, at every age, and now he's 22, he's been in the league 3 years, he has put up arguably, it's a like in the in a short on a short list of greatest seasons ever for that age. So that's who the Clippers, that's who the Mavs got with Porzingis and all the other guys I mentioned. And they were better than the Clippers last year. Round one, they were, if not dominating, controlling the Clippers. They were clearly the better team. And then, I forgot, earlier in the series, they were about to take, I think, a 2-1 lead or go up 3-1. And Porzingis gets a bad call on one end of the floor. And then on the other end of the floor, another bad call. And as soon as he complains, they toss him out of the game. And then the Clippers, who were being controlled, took control of that game and won. And then Porzingis got hurt, and the Clippers took control of the series and won. But had it not been for that, the Clippers would have lost that series. And then they lost in the next round anyway. So the Mavs are live. Now they're up 2-0, and now they're going home. They took not only home court from the Clippers, but both games on the road. Now people are looking at Kawhi Leonard. He of 41 points, 14 of 21 from the field. That's 67% from the field. 4 of 7 from 3. That's over 50% from 3. And 9 of 10 from the free throw line. And again, Raj, I'm going to do this in my head right now. And I'm such a savant that I don't even need to do the calculation, Raj. Immediately, I can just, I know, just like this, I'm snapping into the microphone. Just like that, I know, 90% from the line. So when you talk about 50, 40, 90, Kawhi's way above that, right? With 41 points, but they lost. You want to blame Kawhi? Or maybe look at Paul George, because Kawhi doesn't hook up his teammates. He's not, you know, Rondo, right? Well, or maybe look at Paul George, who had a good game, but with 4 minutes and change left in the game, he finds himself defended by Kristaps Porzingis on the perimeter. On the broadcast, they're like, great, take it to him. Put it on the floor. Let's go, you know, get a good shot. You know, because Porzingis, not only is he not able to guard you on the perimeter, especially on a bad wheel, but he ain't going to be in the paint. Like, what are you worried about, Paul George? That's an easy bucket. Paul, don't settle for a jump shot. And as they're saying that, he settles for a jump shot and he misses it. And so it was a 5-point game, would have been a 3-point game, would have been a 1-possession game. And instead, he misses that. Doncic goes the other way, scores, and now it's a 7-point game, and the Clippers never recovered. So I'm not, but I'm not looking at Kawhi or Paul George. I'm looking at Ty Lue. Rondo, Rajon Rondo, was plus 13. He had the best plus minus on the team. And you got him for these circumstances, for these occasions. And he was, by the way, every time he's in the game, he's excellent. What's Ty Lue doing? Played him 19 minutes. Pat Beverly got 23, 24 minutes. Reggie Jackson got 30 minutes. Rondo gets 19 minutes. He's the best plus minus on the team by far. Coach, how concerned are you?
I'm not concerned. Like I said, they got to win 4 games. And, you know, you come in on a opposing team's floor and you play. There's no pressure on you to make shots because you're supposed to, you know, you just try to come in and steal a game or steal 2 games. But now they got to go home and try to keep up the same shooting. So it's easy to come on the road and do that when there's no pressure on you. So we'll see in game 3.
I don't know if it's because I have an IFB, as they say, in my ear. You know, I have a thing in my ear as I'm doing the show. But this is what that sounds like to me. Can you hear what he's saying, Raj?
Oh, yeah, it sounds great. Sounds like Todd. Yeah, I don't know. What's wrong with you? You got a bunch of hair in your ear?
I do, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, I went to an ENT a couple years ago, and I was having a hard time hearing stuff, and they looked in my ear, and literally the prescription was, among other things, I should shave my ears inside. I am hirsute, Rod. You can look that up. I'm hirsute. That's right. Meantime, the Lakers, as the Clippers are struggling with a K, Raj, the Lakers. Oh, be careful. They're going to go down 0-2. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. AD without LeBron or Schroeder just dropped 42-15 and beat the Suns at the end of toward the end of the regular season without LeBron or even Schroeder. They're going to lose to the Suns now? Did everyone forget about that? And then the Lakers beat the Suns, and now they're 1-1. So they got the split on the road, and then CP3 gets hurt. And so not only does he get hurt, and so now you're down, your best or second best player, but now Devin Booker, who's like best if he's playing next to a point guard, then he can really do his thing on offense. He ain't going to be able to do that. And Cameron Payne played well, and others did too, but come on, it's not Chris Paul. The Suns are cooked. Suns, if they go 6, they'll be lucky. On the Goodyear hotline, speaking of teams lucky, happy to be there, CP the franchise. There he is. Yeah. Oh, looking very dapper today. You took the ridiculous pocket square out. You got a nice collared shirt on and a nice
Taylor
blazer.
Me, Max. Taylor
very
me.
Good.
Taylor
very
Made Blazers. That's how we do.
That's
how
it. How's CP everything? The franchise. Everything's good. How's every NBA analyst and Knicks fan TV? But CP's, you know, Knicks crazy and everything. He's a very good NBA analyst. And CP, the Knicks drop their home game to a lower seed. They've lost home court. They've antagonized Trae Young. The Knicks fans have. Oh, it's looking bleak, isn't it, CP? It's looking bleak for the Knicks.
Absolutely not looking bleak, Max. Max, it's a 4-5 matchup. Both teams finished the regular season with the same record, same home record, same away record, and same winning percentage. It's an evenly matched matchup. It's an evenly matched matchup. We couldn't stop Trae Young worth the dawn last night, or Sunday night, rather. Yeah. The pick and roll, he was dominant. The floaters were dropping all night. But we did not get an all-star effort from the most improved player, which is Julius Randle. That needs to be the difference tonight. I need Randle to take it up a notch, along with RJ Barrett and Reggie Bullock, because once Randle takes it up another level, he helps that starting lineup with those two other wing players, and that gets us going. We had over 60 points from the bench. You can't expect that again in game two, although Alec Burks was outstanding. Derrick Rose was Derrick Rose, and Emmanuel quickly looked like a veteran out there in his first playoff debut.
You know,
so,
something though, CP, I hear
win.
You.
Tonight's a must win.
It's a must win, right? I hear you about quickly, and let's put it this way. I was not surprised quickly had that attitude. Were you? Like, there's some dudes you can smell it on. I'm like, no, that dude's going to be fine. Quickly's one of those dudes, right? Yeah. Why isn't Randle? Why did Randle not? You see what I'm saying? It's important that your best player be the type of dude, not just that you root for and pull for and works hard, but is capable of showing up in the big moments. Is this something you're afraid of going forward? Was it just a blip on the radar? What do you think?
I am, because this is his first experience in the playoffs as well. More people at MSG. Let me tell you something, Max. Sunday night, MSG was rocking before these guys even came out the tunnel. The nerves were there. The jitters were there. You can tell it shook throughout the whole starting lineup. So, yeah, it is a concern for Julius Randle, because he is our guy for right now. And the jersey's getting heavier. The lights are getting brighter. So tonight, the spotlight's on him. And I just hope that, you know, all the good things that came into this season, all the good news that surrounded him, doesn't go to waste by a lackluster playoff performance. You know, even Clyde called him out in the fourth quarter of Sunday night's game for just being very lackadaisical and not being sharp in his decision-making. He has to be on point. This is the playoffs. This is not the regular season. So it's time for Julius to assert himself at an all-star level and lead his team to victory tonight.
You can't blame him for being confused. He's thinking, what are we doing in the playoffs? Also, CP, I got to say, maybe he's worried if he hustles too hard and has too much success in the playoffs, Dolan will have him arrested. That's what he did to Oakley. That's what he did the last time a power forward did that for the Knicks.
All right, look.
I need to talk to you.
Are you coming tonight, by the way? Are you going to be in the building? Stephen A. was in the building on Sunday. I was there. I was looking for you.
Listen, CP, I'm not playing. When Dolan sells the team, I'll come back. I am not coming back until that man sells the team. I don't forget that stuff. He had Charles Oakley thrown out and arrested. He has fans thrown out of the game who pay their hard-earned money on their birthday and stuff just for wearing a T-shirt that says, Fire Dolan? Get over yourself, baby.
Clout chasers can hit the exits. I have no cares for that guy. I was in the building Sunday. I'll be in the building tonight. I'm not getting thrown out.
You know what? I'll come
out.
Back. I'll tell you what. Here's another thing Dolan can do. He doesn't have to sell. If he wears a pamper, a diaper, to a press conference and sucks his thumb and apologizes because he's such a baby, maybe I would consider coming back. All right, CP, I want to talk about teams that matter because they have a chance, at least, or at least we thought they did. Are the Clippers going to clip CP? Like, you know all about clown franchises, as you know, CP the franchise, Knicks Fan TV. Are the Clippers going to clip?
Yeah, they're out of there. They might get swept. Yeah. As I told you a couple weeks ago, they don't have that dog in them. They're not closers, Max. Mm. They don't have that killer instinct. You saw that with Paul George last night.
Kawhi's a two-time MVP. Two-time finals MVP.
Paul George. Yeah. Kawhi Leonard stepped up. Kawhi Leonard stepped up. 41 points last night. The Rondo thing is looming large because they need a playmaker to get these guys going. But at the same time, Max, their defense is getting shredded. Luka Doncic has been absolutely outstanding out of the pick and roll. You trap him on the pick and roll, he's going to Hardaway Jr., who's been outstanding. You put the big on him on the switch, he's blown right past him. Luka Doncic, 39.7 assists, 7 rebounds. They have no answer for him. He's out for revenge after they lost to this team 4-2 last year. Him and Marcus Morris got into it. Things got a bit chippy. And this Dallas Mavericks offense, this is the number one offense last year, the most efficient offense last year, and we're seeing that again this year in the playoffs. 42% from three last in game one, 57% in game two. So they've been absolutely outstanding. I think the Clippers are going home early.
Meantime, the Lakers, CP, they beat the Suns without LeBron or Schroeder toward the end of the year, just with AD behind his 42-15. Then they steal home court back by splitting on the road. Then CP3 has a bad shoulder, which means Book is going to have to play more on ball than ideally would be. I don't see this going 7. Maybe it doesn't go 6. I think the Lakers are going to advance. What's your read on that series?
Yeah, so Devin Booker's going to have to call Paul George, and they're going to have to get their travel plans together because they're both going fishing early. This is three things that I liked about this game last night from the Lakers. Number one, they led with their defense. Got out the gates. They were in attack mode. They were aggressive. 15 transition points, fast break points in this game, 11 in the first half. Andre Drummond was controlled the glass, dominant on the boards. You had a dominant performance by Anthony Davis, which is what I've been telling you is going to be the difference maker in this Lakers playoff run. He was dominant. He was in attack mode. He wasn't settling for jump shots. And in the end, even though the Suns came back with a flurry, give credit to them. They were down by 15, cut it to one. With 4 minutes to go in that fourth quarter, the superstars closed. You had LeBron James and Anthony Davis account for 10 straight Laker points to put this thing away. And they led on both ends. Great job by Drummond. Great job by Schroeder, by the way, who's to me is going to be X-Factor. He came back to form. And when this thing goes back to L.A., you can expect the 7, 8, and 9 guys in that rotation, the Kuzmas, the KCPs of the world, they'll have a better game. And without Chris Paul, I think this thing is going to be over maybe in 6.
Yeah, 6 or maybe even less than that. Let me tell you something. You think being a Lakers fan is all fun and games, CP? When I traded in my Knicks card, one stolen, just ran amok. That's right. Yeah. And I became a Lakers fan. Let me tell you how hard it is to be a Lakers fan. Okay, just to give you some perspective. I looked up Devin Booker's contract. Do you realize he's not an unrestricted free agent until 2024, at which point he'll be 27 years old? Do you know how long a Lakers fan like me has to wait for Booker to come to my team? It's years away still. It's not easy all the time, CP. It's not like being a Knicks fan where you have no expectations. You have no expectations. Whatever you get, you're happy. It's not easy being a Lakers fan, like a Knicks fan. Well, who's not going to the Lakers? Booker?
Devin Booker. We got Leon Rose. We got the CAA family here. I don't know if you saw when the Knicks played Phoenix in the closing games of the season. You had Worldwide West, Leon Rose. The whole family was together. Listen, if anything, he's coming to the Knicks. But listen, like you said, it's a long way
away. I'll say this, though,
Devin
CP.
Booker is a superstar on the rise, but he's got a tall order ahead of him.
I'll say this for what you're saying. New York has always been a very desirable market to play in. Yeah. Another reason I hate the Knicks so much is because they turned New York into a place no one wanted to play, right? But now, I agree with you. Worldwide West, Leon Rose, these guys, you know, coach, everybody has done such an outstanding job. This is like the 20th regime Dolan's tried. He finally got one right, his luck. But they've done such a good job that now it is a desirable market. Now, Lakers fans must view the Knicks as, oh, wait a minute, we really want this dude when he becomes a free agent. Oh, maybe the Knicks are going to grab him. Like, I can't just dismiss it. For years, that was a joke. Like, Knicks fans always thought they were getting everyone. Believe me, I was one. I always thought, oh, we're going to get this guy that we never got anybody. Right? But that's a real thing now. That is a real thing. They can compete for primetime players now, it seems to me, or at least in the near future. You got to be happy about it. Any parting thoughts, CP?
I am happy. You know, like I said, we're playing with house money. We still have the building blocks to build for the future. 4 draft picks coming up in the upcoming draft. Plenty of salary cap to spend. Kawhi Leonard, ditch the bomber, ditch those losers at the Clippers. Come to Broadway. Hmm. Your reputation will be on the rise, Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, trust and believe. We got dogs. Kawhi Leonard, Thibodeau is box office. And Max, I'll be live from MSG, man. If you want to come on down, ask for CP the franchise at the gate. They'll let you right in. I'll be down there hosting and live streaming pregame, halftime, and postgame live from MSG. So tune in.
I would show up to talk to CP on CP's show, but all I can tell you is the Knicks had a chance with Pat Riley years ago. Just give him a little piece of the team. He'd have stayed put.
Just gave him the house.
Everything that happened to the Heat would have happened to the Knicks. But, you know, Dolan, we don't want to give it to Pat Riley. Okay.
Dolan wasn't there at that time.
His father was.
It was not Dolan.
It was Charles Dolan. But
yeah,
I will blame.
Charles Dolan.
But Charles I will. But Charles Dolan at least like did some things. He created his own fortune. He wasn't born on third base and thought he hit a triple, and he never kicked Charles Oakley out of the garden and had him arrested. All right, CP the franchise, ladies and gentlemen, check him out on Knicks Fan TV. Outstanding NBA analyst. We're working on and getting him to the next chapter of his career. Now we're going to do something about the beard. We got rid of the pocket square. We're gonna get him an interview at Bristol or something like that.
You're dressed like the Blake Griffin of media, as I've always said.
Thank you, CP. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Current cowboy disrespecting Tony Romo. Raj is aghast. No Doubt is next. Good news for baseball fans. You are allowed to attend games this season where you sit in pods with your group. And businesses everywhere are making the gradual shift toward normalcy, too, which means more hiring. Guys, the president, the CDC said, if you're twice vaccinated, take off the mask, stop social distancing. This thing is happening. We're getting back to normal. And this is where ZipRecruiter comes in. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Only at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/MAX. Romo getting disrespected.
Coming up tomorrow with Green, Basketball Hall of Famer Bernard King, as our coverage of the NBA playoffs continue. Bernard King with Greeny, tomorrow morning at 10:15 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also check me out on the ESPN app and SiriusXM channel 80. Going to take your calls right after, no doubt, 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776, The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio's presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Going to get right down to it.
We got you covered.
Let me tell you what I think it means.
No doubt.
All right, Raj, what do we got?
Oh, man, Max, let's go to Texas, Dallas, sure. Texas. You agree with angry Cowboy fans like B, Brendan here, that they're melting down over Jalen Smith, the linebacker, taking Tony Romo's number 9.
Nah, son. I see where they're coming from, but Tony Romo was not so great he needs his number retired. Tony Romo, like, the Cowboys have not had in recent years a lot of great quarterbacks. Aikman was a great quarterback in his day. He was never the best quarterback in the league or the second best quarterback in the league, but in his best years, maybe he was a top 3 guy. And Romo was not a top 3 guy in his best years. But I could see where he's like a Ring of Honor type guy. You know, there are guys who play for your franchise who are great players for your franchise, even if they weren't quite great players. But I don't know that Cowboys fans, he didn't win a Super Bowl for you. You don't have to melt down over it.
Yeah, I agree. For full disclosure, the Cowboys don't retire jerseys. That's why you've seen a number of number 88s.
Right, right. That's the other thing. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking that.
So they just, they don't retire them. So that's why you shouldn't.
It's not like the Yankees. You know.
People in Dallas aren't happy. People
yeah,
aren't
right. happy. Hey, well, yeah, that's good. I suppose
stick,
that's good.
Stick with 50, whatever the hell, and stay out of 9. Thanks. You don't need a linebacker wearing number 9.
Wait, but they are nowadays. Nowadays, linebackers don't have to take
I
high
know,
numbers.
Which is it's annoying. And it's also, he doesn't need to wear number 9.
By the way, the funniest and dumbest thing in the world are fans getting up there. I don't like it when non-quarterbacks wear low numbers. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Raj. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Max, we got a birthday in the house. Mm. That's right.
Mm. Yep.
Happy 46th birthday.
Happy
to
birthday, Lauryn Hill.
Max.
Yeah, she was at Columbia when I was.
Okay, yeah. She's the GOAT. Was she there all 7 years like you were, or did she get out 4 years?
Lots of people did go to college for 7 years. Yeah, they're called doctors. You call me Dr. Kellerman from now on. Right. No, go ahead, Raj. Yes.
All right. Hey, is Lauryn Hill the GOAT of female rappers?
Nah, son. No, she's not. I think that when you, I don't think of her as a pure rapper, really. But if you want it, like, there are lots of names you can get. Like, I'm old school. I like Roxanne Shanté as female rapper. But you could
rap
Lil Kim as a rapper. That you can come up. I mean, you know, you have a lot of female rappers nowadays who has pure rappers.
You don't sound convinced that there's one better than her. You don't sound convinced.
It's a matter. It's a matter of better. It's a matter of taste. Nicki Minaj is great. You know, Lil Kim was great. Megan Thee Stallion is great.
All right.
Yeah. What else you got?
All right. All right. Hey, man, you and CP talked about the game tonight, which I'm looking forward to. But, hey, those Knicks fans better not poke the bear with Trae Young tonight.
No doubt. Trae Young is built for this, it looks like. Some people revel in being the villain to Madison Square Garden. Like, the best thing the Knicks have right now is they're the place that other great players, that great players like to come and torch, right? Like, they're the fans that great players like to antagonize. Although, Trae Young fitting in with Reggie Miller, I can see. If you measure yourself by your enemies, it's not exactly like LeBron James, you know what I mean? But it ain't bad. Mm-hmm. It ain't bad. The Knicks got a little something going there. At least this is the most you can hope for as a Knicks fan, as a guy like Trae Young revels in beating you, and you're like, oh, yeah, we're proud about that. Yeah. like the 22nd best player in the NBA really likes beating us. Oh boy, we got something going now. What else you got?
Hey man, pay attention to this one, man. Hey, Navy submarines have detected objects moving at hundreds of knots underwater, and sonar data for the fast moving underwater objects that can't be explained by current technology. Yo, Max, we got UFOs underwater too.
I'm up to 25% chance that there are advanced aliens on Earth right now. 25% chance. Like there's so much coming out now that I never thought I'd say this, not because I don't think there's extraterrestrial life. Of course there is. The universe is too big. And when you see the incidence of life just here in our solar system and possible life in the past, just because there's no life on Mars now doesn't mean there never was. Saturn and Jupiter have moons that could have, you know, life under the ice. And so, like, that's one solar system. There are billions in this galaxy alone. There are millions of galaxies in our neck of the woods of the universe. Of course there's life. But what are the odds that they would find us and be able to get here, right? But I don't, the information's coming out. The Pentagon is confirming. The Navy is confirming. We cannot, in our airspace, off our coasts, we cannot describe how quickly it's moving, how it seems to be moving without propulsion systems, how it disappears because suddenly it's 60, you know, it's gone 60,000 miles an hour and just not there anymore, but it's spotted again with infrared and by eyesight and with photographic evidence, you know, miles and miles away in a matter of a fraction of a second. I'm an evidence guy, and I see some evidence.
So
it may be
a
hoax.
Doubt or what?
It's a no doubt. It may be a hoax. Right. It may be it may be other, you know, advanced technology we're not aware of from another country, from our stuff. It may be an optical illusion, but it may be aliens. You got to admit it. It may be. It's not like it's a non-negligible chance. It's amazing. Like the biggest thing that ever happened in human history. I'm the only one talking about it. Why? Wait till you hear who will. And by the way, you know why they're here, Raj. They've detected another life form on Earth as smart as they are. And it's me, Raj. I expect to be contacted any day now for my scorching hot
sports
takes. They
were going to get you at one point.
Yeah.
You can't run forever.
They said, wait a minute. Someone who came up with that? Only a super alien genius could. They think I'm one of them. Wait till you hear who allegedly put a stop to Spygate or tried. Plus your calls, the ultimate fighter of the reality show that brings top MMA prospects together under one roof to compete for a UFC contract is back. Stream the season premiere on Tuesday only on ESPN+. You can also stream my show, The Max Kellerman Show, along with hours of daily sports talk. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also, check me out on the ESPN app and Sirius XM Channel 80. You're going to get to your calls here, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Last Take is brought to you by Dell. Small Business Month is here, and Dell Technologies and Windows can help you upgrade your tech with up to 45% off high-performance PCs. Work anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Call 877 Ask Dell. That's 877 Ask Dell.
You heard First Take?
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because I know on First Take, I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's Last Take.
Alex in Chicago, go.
Yo, Max.
Yeah.
I wanted to just thank you for being such a great advocate as a public figure. To all like minority communities out there.
Wait, a great advocate of what? This is what I hear. A great what did you say? A great advocate of what?
A great advocate for all the minority brothers and sisters out there.
I don't know, Raj. Can you hear what he's saying?
Saying you're a great advocate for the minorities.
Oh, I'm a great advocate for minorities. I see. Okay, go ahead. More praise for me. Go ahead. What else?
Yes, sir. No, I was just saying that because I think that's important. You as a man, obviously you're Jewish, mm-hmm. but a lot of people see you as white and listen to what you say, and your words carry a lot of power, so I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Good. Mm-hmm.
My question is, really, can you say some things about what we should expect, honestly, from Justin Fields this year in Chicago? I'm really excited, but I don't want to get my hopes up.
I don't know what to expect from Justin Fields. I suspect that he's going to be good sooner than later. But the most important thing, if you're a Bears fan, like, had the Bears not made a move for him, you should be outraged, right? But they got him. So now the point is not that you're going to be great this year, although I think you can make the playoffs with him playing under center eventually, you know, this season. But the main thing is to make sure that when he gets handed the ball, he's starting for the next 10 to 15 years. He has that kind of talent. And what you don't want is to rush that, and then there's a controversy, he's not playing well, you bench him, there's a problem. Forget that. And don't forget, you guys really need help on the offensive line. That was a bad offensive line protecting the quarterback last year, and that was really the problem. Fields can throw, Fields can run, Fields can lead, Fields can win. Just make sure he's okay. I would say that it's not unreasonable to think you can make the playoffs, and Fields can start at some point this year. Chris in Fort Worth, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Awesome, man. Thanks for taking my call, Max. I actually have an interesting take, man. First of all, I'm over here in Funky Town just enjoying the glory that is my Mavs and Luka Doncic. You know, it's awesome.
But my thoughts on Luka Doncic and what?
No. I said I'm basking in the glory that is Luka.
Yeah, Luka. Listen, I don't blame you. Luka's cocky like Jordan and Bird were cocky, like Kobe was cocky, like that alpha run the show, I'm better than anyone else on either team is cocky. And he plays the game at genius level. By the way, Luka hadn't even shot it well yet. He looked like he's going to be able to shoot to me, although he's not a great free throw shooter. Luka starts shooting it a little better? Oh, Lord. Patrick in Texas, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, how's it going?
What's going on, Patrick?
Just really wanted to talk a little bit about the Mavericks.
Go ahead.
Pretty much, I think Timmy Hardaway Jr. is amazing, and I think he's not getting enough praise here. And I'm also, we know he's under contract here, and do you think he can be a franchise player?
I don't think he can be a franchise player, Tim Hardaway Jr., but I do think he went from being this kind of player in the NBA is really interesting to me. The guy who I suspect is an empty calorie stats guy, when he becomes an actually valuable player, because a lot of guys don't make that transition. I watched Hardaway Jr. with the Knicks, and I thought, he can play. Knicks fans are trying to make him out to be a star. He's not that, but he can play. I don't know how much he can play for a real winning team. No, he showed with the Mavs he can. He can defend. He can shoot from the outside. He can put the ball. Hardaway Jr. can play. I wouldn't say a franchise player, no. But I would say a sometime all-star level player, maybe. But certainly an above-average starter. At a position, you'd be surprised how, like, you would think, oh, you want a point guard. To find a wing who can be an above-average starter is not easy. And he is that, I think. I think he's that at least. Yeah, the Mavs are Luka and Tim Hardaway Jr. and Porzingis and Kleba and Dorian Finney-Smith and just even those five guys. That if that's your starting five, that's a lot. You got shooting and a lot of it. You got defense. You got size at every position. Richard in Manhattan. What can I do for you today, Richard?
Hi, Max. You know, yesterday Joe Harris took more shots than KD, Kyrie, and James.
Mm.
Can you imagine that?
One I guy can. You know why? They're unselfish. They're playing unselfishly. So if Joe Harris is wide open, he shoots as well as anyone ever. Might as well give him the ball.
16 teams left in the playoffs, NBA playoffs. Mm. Six of the franchises have never won.
Mm.
Do you think one of these six can win it? Grizzlies, Jazz,
nope.
Phoenix,
nope.
Denver?
Nope.
Clippers?
Nope.
Nets?
Yes. Nets, well, I do think the Nets are going to win it. And the Clippers, I would have liked, like, the Clippers have it in there somewhere, I feel like. But they just can't tap into it. By the way, maybe it's that they're sharing that arena with the Lakers. Like when Snoop is talking about they got to get their own place, I think Snoop is right. You know, first of all, they get treated like second-class citizens there because they are that, right? They get like the Wednesday game. The Wednesday matinee, that's a Clippers game. The Lakers get all the primetime dates. And it's the Lakers' house, really. The Clippers should go get their own house. Or better yet, Bombers should move them back to Seattle. It's where they belong. Mitch in New Jersey, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
How's it going, Max? Well, they got me doing delivery here in Watts. I am lost. Mm. Little guy, you know.
Yeah.
And you believe in aliens? I just think of that show, Third Rock from the Sun. That is a funny old rerun show.
the Clippers.
I don't understand a word he just said. Yeah, go ahead.
They're like worse than the Cleveland Browns and the Detroit Lions. Well, they didn't have – those two football teams didn't have as much talent as the Clippers do. Mm. And if they lose game three, they're done. I mean
– Mitch, you know what I would say? I know what the Clippers can do. They can appeal to the aliens who apparently have been spotted by the Pentagon and the Air Force and the Navy, and no one can describe how fast this thing the size of a 747 apparently is moving without propulsion. It's been verified, even Obama and a sitting senator and the Pentagon, all verified. Yeah, we don't know. It's in our airspace. It's under our water, but we don't know what it is. And it's and a lot of people saying it's not earthly technology. Maybe you can appeal to them to try to help the Clippers or some deity that might maybe could help the Clippers, because otherwise it doesn't look like this is their year. Max Kellerman Show.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.